That's right. We was on the outside. We never done nothing. We never seen nothing. Piggy paused, then went on. We'll live on our own. The four of us. Four of us? We aren't enough to keep the fire burning. We'll try. See? I lit it. Sam and Eric came dragging a great log out of the forest. They dumped it by the fire and turned to the pool. Ralph jumped to his feet. Hi! You too? The twins checked a moment, then walked on. They're going to bathe, Ralph. Better get it over. The twins were very surprised to see Ralph. They flushed and looked past him into the air. Hello. Fancy meeting you, Ralph. We just been in the forest. To get wood for the fire. We got lost last night. Ralph examined his toes. You got lost after the... Piggy cleaned his lens. After the feast, said Sam in a stifled voice. Eric nodded. Yes, after the feast. We left early, said Piggy quickly, because we were tired. So did we. Very early. We were very tired. Sam touched a scratch on his forehead and then hurriedly took his hand away. Eric fingered his split lip. Yes, we were very tired, repeated Sam. So we left early. Was it a good... The air was heavy with unspoken knowledge. Sam twisted and the obscene word shot out of him. Dance? Memory of a dance that none of them had attended shook all four boys convulsively. We left early.
So, a couple of pages ago, Ralph admitted that he had been a part of the mob when they attacked Simon. Now they're calling it a feast or a dance. And everyone's claiming they weren't even there. It's easy to tell that they were, though. Sam has a scratch on his forehead, and Eric has a split lip. They both touch their wounds like they're remembering what really happened. Then it says, the air was heavy with unspoken knowledge. In other words, everyone knows what really happened, but no one's admitting it. It's almost like they're trying to fool themselves into thinking that it didn't happen. Turn to the top of page 159, and let's read from there.